Welcome to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Earl Carruthers, and I have been a serial cannapreneur in the growing, processing, and retail space for over 8 years. And we are here to learn together to get a well-balanced understanding of cannabis and cannabis products. Tune in every week for quality cannabis education for your canna inspiration. Hello, 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 and what up, doe? We should be live. Seeing the live ticker go. If you guys are out there, let me know. You got my audio. You should hear me good. Got my speaker on. This is Cannabis Connect. Yes, it is Cannabis Connect. We do this weekly. Weekly. No, that'd be crazy. We do this once a month. Where we talk about a cannabis business topic. For those inspiring cannapreneurs out there, we try to talk about cannabis from a business point of view. We also have the Cannabis Therapy podcast. Podcast. We have that as well. And that's more talking about cannabis from a therapeutic point of view, whether it's the history, science, dosing, all that jazz. We talk about that. Today, we're going to be talking about the price of cannabis. Yes, the price of cannabis. How much does it cost? Where do you get cannabis? All that jazz. You guys, this is an interactive show. You're more than welcome to give me comments. If you're out there, actually, give me a hello. I want to make sure that I am live and it is streaming and there's other humans out there as well. Again, this is the Cannabis Connect show, and we're going to be talking about the price of cannabis. And I am live from the Craft Cannabis Club, which is a private club in Detroit for like-minded individuals to really just network about the activism of cannabis, education of cannabis, and sharing resources so we can really have a nice little ecosystem, a nice community helping each other out, whether getting to the industry, whether you're in the industry, or you just want to consume and become a well-balanced consumer. You can do that too. So yes, if y'all are in the comments, let me know. We are live and I am about to start going into the price of cannabis pretty soon. A couple announcements. We should have a guest coming on. Allison, she's an attorney. She's going to help talk about this price of cannabis. Otherwise, you know, I will go on by myself. I have no problem doing it by myself. It's my new friend here. Name is Planty, marijuana plant, aka Planty. Yes, I just made it up just now. Nevertheless, a couple announcements. We have the Homegrown Weed Summit coming up. Don't forget about that. The Homegrown Weed Summit, homegrownweedsummit.com. We got over 25 different growing experts. You could say experts, not really self-proclaimed experts, but experts because other people do rave about their stuff. You know when people grow some good stuff. You know when people grow some not so good stuff. And not being a self-proclaimed master grower, nothing like that. But these are people who are continually master the skills of growing and willing to share some of their techniques, tips, tools, and even products that they use to grow amazing cannabis. And we're going to be teaching you on different stages of how to grow homegrown cannabis, elite clean cannabis at home. So that's the homegrownsummit.com. That's coming up the week after the Super Bowl. So that's February 15th. After the Super Bowl. Which, let me know who you got for Super Bowl if you're out there in the comments. We should be on Facebook, should be on YouTube. We should be on all that stuff. Today, again, we're talking about the price of cannabis. I want to know what you guys are paying for cannabis out there. What's a good going rate out there? We're going to talk about all the costs that goes into even having cannabis. Why isn't cannabis free, huh? Why can't you just get free cannabis? And, you know, are you paying too much for cannabis? Maybe you're not paying enough. I don't know if that's a thing. But we're going to talk about thy price tag on cannabis. Yes, we are. All right. So when we have a guest that joins us, we're going to have them join us and go from there. But I'm going to get right into this, boy. Let me share my screen here. And again, this is interactive, just casual conversation, have some fun. This is not some dry eyes conversation here, some kind of seminar. This has been a hot topic. A lot of people ask us, what's the average price of cannabis? Different states, if I'm traveling, there's different markets. What's the different markets out there for cannabis? You have, you can call it the legal market. That has a different price tag on itself. Then you have the medical market. And that could be between caregivers and patients, or that could be in the legal dispensaries as well. There's medical and adult use. So you have that medical market. And then you have the, I call it traditional market. Okay. I try to get away from black market, anything like that. I would say more traditional market. So we got that market as well. So yes, we're going to be getting into the price of cannabis. So first things first here. What all goes into, my slide will move. Yeah, how we get this price tag. What is the cost that gets into this? How does we get a price tag? I got some notes here. I'm gonna kind of go. And what we should kind of know as consumers, I wanna know, just if I'm going to a restaurant and food has a price tag, all right? You know, they have labor, they have building costs, all these different things that go into it. And from a legal market point of view, we're going to talk about that price tag. There's regulatory, there's state and federal, local taxes. Yes, people are paying taxes, even though it is not federally illegal. They're still responsible for paying, well, state taxes, city taxes. There's regulatory fees to get that as well. And that's passed on not just for the retail store. That's state taxes, local taxes for the process center that may have processed it. For the growing facility that may have grown it. And here in Michigan, we have a transportation company. So you also got to pay for a transportation company to take the cannabis from the grow to the process, and then from the process to the lab, and then from the lab to the retail store. All that stuff adds up to how we could get a price tag. Another thing to consider on how we get this price tag is the quality. And sometimes we judge cannabis more on THC, which I don't think that's a good indicator as to the quality. I know it's been kind of, I'm not trying to fight against the wind here. You got, 25% THC, people going there with your heaviest stuff. But people really, they see that as a quality tag, and they're putting a price tag based upon how much THC, which we're going to get into different states on how much they actually charge for cannabis on these different price tags. Then you have the competition regions. So depending where you at, different markets, you got Michigan, and then below us, we have Illinois, you have Ohio. And then now you have, New York, the East Coast is coming along. So depending where the competition is as well, that could be a play. Or if there's a lot, like in California, there's tons and tons of legal stores. A lot more probably traditional market stores as well, but that plays into a play of the price that we get as well. I would say right now, you walk into a retail store, you let me know if in the comments if you what price that you see when you're going to these retail stores for an eighth or for a gram. From my understanding, when you go, I don't really go to dispos myself personally. Let's grow my own, which Homegrown Weed Summit will help you grow your own as well. But yeah, I believe the average price right now for eighth out there on the retail market is going between really $35 to $60 an eighth in the dispo. So if you see something different, let me know. I think grams go from 15 to even 30 as well. But all that goes into why that price is that price. Not all of it's profit. Be honest with you, I don't know how many stores are actually making money in this game. I know there's getting a lot of sales. This is a really big industry. But they're really are getting taxed a lot. So there's a big tax, is a thing called 280E, where some of these stores are not even able to write some stuff off. So that's one thing that goes into it. Now, every state does have different taxes. I know here in Michigan, we have the 10% state tax, and then there's the, 6% sales tax, and then there's the 10% excise tax. I think I said that right, whatever. And then even cities could have their tax as well. So different states, different strokes for taxes. I know in California, some of them may have taxed a little too high to where the price kind of pushed them out of the market and more pushed people more towards the traditional market. But usually I mean, I think the rule of thumb, you probably should start low with your taxes and then kind of go up. So that's, you know, again, how does weed get its price tag? And if you're going to a state like Arizona, soon New York, or if you're going to somewhere like Alaska, you may not see the same sales tax that we have here in Michigan. So the price would vary. So it does vary from state to state. It get very creative. But ideally, that money should go back to improving the damn roads. Actually, I think the way to get social equity in this industry is not going to come through legislation. I think it's going to have to come. It could come through legislation, but it has to come through the taxes. I think that a certain percent of the taxes need to go back to a program that will help fund those who have been disproportionately affected by the war on drugs to be able to get into the industry. Because we know the biggest hurdle of getting into this industry legally, besides the, you know, the anal background check that may be, or the financial background check, but really it is the amount of capital you need to get into the industry. Whether it's getting the land, getting the real estate, whether it's getting the license, paying for the professional fees, getting your taxes in order, paying for that. So I think all that does have a play when you're coming up with how it gets a price tag. And if you're going to do taxes, I think that some of that money from taxes should go to a social equity program. And then we have funding to actually fund people to actually participate. Because I don't really know one state right now that does have a working equitable program. I know Michigan is trying to be a leader in that, but we're still waiting to see how many people who are not white get to be able to participate in this industry, in the legal part of the industry, and not just try to navigate in the traditional market. All right, next thing. On the production side, what cost is incurred? So again, we talked about just the supply chain in itself. We talked about the growers, talked about the transportation companies, talked about the processing companies, talked about the laboratories, and then the retail, and it's overhead in every single one of those. So that kind of comes to, you know, all that's getting added up to that price tag. And I know if you're growing, just to kind of give people an idea, you got the cost of labor, you got the cost of your goods, and then you got your utility costs, you got your billing costs, you got your real estate costs, you got your nutrient costs, you got your equipment, you got your indirect equipment costs, and then some of that stuff can fail. Then you got maintenance ongoing, so and then you got your labor. So all that goes into play as well as coming up with a price of cannabis. So, you know, those people who do grow, we may get a little sensitive sometimes of, you know, if you do have a certain rate for your cannabis, and, you know, sometimes people be like, oh, man, why are you charging that? It's just like, listen, try to grow this yourself, okay? And see how much, not just time it takes, but how much it costs you. It does cost quite a bit. And then, of course, as it goes up the supply chain, there's different things that add to the cost as well. So we're going to kind of get into what costs. And again, this is a live show. If you're in the comments, say what up, though. Say hi to me. It's all good. We should be live and streaming. Hopefully it's streaming, but if not, all good. It's recording. You guys can watch it later. We'd be cool. All right. This is the whole thing right here about the price of THC and cannabis goods. Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. What am I on? Slide 5. What about the price of cannabis goods outside of flower? So you have edibles. I know edibles are being big at being priced at the THC level. 100 milligrams THC, 25 milligrams THC, and even CBD. But again, you got to be careful of that, because if you're really just paying for the THC, I mean, it's the entourage effect that really should go into the price of cannabis. More of the craft, it's the whole cannabinoids, the whole flavonoids, the whole terpene profile, all that, because, I mean, honestly, THC by itself is whack. You see that in a pharmaceutical industry. You got, I believe it's called like Marinol or something like that. They have a pharmaceutical drug for just THC. And that is not, you know, people throw up from taking that. So THC by itself is not something that should really be determining why or what someone should be charging. But it is right now, it's just part, you know, just part of the market. You know, it's kind of marketing. People are getting used to that. But I'd be careful if you're out there, you're like, oh man, what's the highest THC thing you got, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to give you the effect that you want. So right now, in some of the, so California, Colorado, Nevada, Washington, The average cost per milligram of THC is 26 cents. So if you got a 100 milligram item, so you're looking at $26, something like that, for a edible. That's 100 milligrams. The highest is Nevada, which is 28 cents, which is wild. And then the lowest is Washington, 22 cents per gram. So if you actually pay for chemists based upon THC content, let me know. Whether you see this after the show or you hear live, let me know if that's how you judge the price that you're willing to pay. If that's something that you think, you know what? It says packaging, it says 100 milligrams or 200 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams. Does that hit you in the head and be like, oh man, you know what? I'm going to pay a little more for that. If so, let me know. All right. So the cost about edibles, capsules, all that jazz. So price for edibles, 20 cents. We got that. California, 17 cents. Oils are different. Those are 32 cents and 41 cents. So oils like cartridges, oils such as your wax, your shatter, those are also being charged at that rate as well per thing. And then that's really kind of getting to some of these states. Let's see right here. I want to get into the states right here. This is the average cost of ounce per state. This is what I want to get to. So we're here in Michigan. We're here in the bottom. We're at $272, pretty much $280 an ounce is our average cost per ounce here in the states. Alaska, $300. Let's see California. Where are we at? $250 in California. Actually, I thought it would probably be low. This is the legal market now. This is not the traditional market or the medical market. Well, the medical is technically legal if it's a medical as far as you selling it as a medical retail store. So, yeah, so this is the average. I mean, the lowest I see right, Washington is about $190. Washington, D.C., ooh-wee, average per ounce is $500. Yeah. So it definitely varies state to state here, but I feel like 280 to 300 is a comfortable range for cannabis. So if you're paying that amount, you know, you're in a ballpark of, all right, this is something fair that I should be paying for. Now, of course, this varies on quality. If it's something that's exotic, if something that is rare, I mean, I've even seen, you know, those right now go for $450, $500 here just in Michigan. And you know, $350 is pretty common as well. So yeah, it does vary. I mean, this is just the average of what it is per ounce per state. And here in Michigan, you know, we're very, very competitive. I feel like everybody's around the 280. So yeah, let me know, what are you paying per ounce out there? That will be helpful as well. I'll be curious where we stand and if you guys are overpaying as well. All right, so cash for your stash, right here. I wanted to talk about, now what should consumers do with this information as a cannabis for price? If that is outrageous to you, 280, 300, and that's kind of like, man, and you're a heavy smoker. Some of us smoke probably an eighth a day. Some do at least an eighth a week. I think the average consumer actually consumes a half ounce a month and spends between $200 to $300 a month on cannabis. So if that is something you have to budget for, and I get it, things are tight right now, I mean, really to bring that price down, you have to consider growing your own. And well, how much would it cost if I grow my own? Well, there'd be an upfront investment, say anywhere between $1,000 to $3,000. I'm here in Michigan, you can grow 12 plants. $1,000 to $3,000 should get you a nice system, a nice tent, a nice light, where you should be able to be bringing down at least, you could do a perpetual. If you did, you know, you got 12 plants, you got 4 in clone, 4 in veg, and you got 4 in flower, and you're harvesting those 4, you know, you could be getting, I'd say, anywhere between 2 to 8 ounces a plant. So you're looking at between 8 ounces at the minimum every month or half month. And the average cost for you growing that ounce at home, ideally you should get it to at least under $60. So if you can grow that yourself for under $60, I mean, you're saving almost $200 a month. So if you put up $1,000, then really after your first harvest, you know, if you grew that, got that nice return back, you know, you pretty much made your, usually it's the second harvest you get your return back. So so I would say really to get, you know, that down, you're going to have to pretty much invest in even possibly growing yourself, or marrying somebody who grows. Actually finding somebody, you know, finding that hookup, that's another option. But other than that, don't want to depend on that. I would say think about growing your own. That is a good way if you really can afford it. Another big issue is, you know, it's not something that's going to, because it's federally illegal, you can't use insurance for it. So there's a lot of people who really need it, but insurance is not covering it, and they're using different pharmaceuticals that maybe their bodies are not reacting to very well, and they'd rather use cannabis, but cannabis is not covering it because it's federally illegal. Maybe legal in your state, but until it's changed federally, which hopefully this new administration, say by 2022, hopefully things become federally legal, and maybe insurance will help cover some of this cost as well. But other than that, really to get the cost down, it's going to be growing your own or finding a caregiver to help grow for you. That will be some tips I will give you. But if you have any other tips out there, let me know. But yeah, this is really short one. I just want to talk about the price of cannabis. I want us to kind of, you know, stay in touch about the same. Again, you guys are out there. Let me know what you are paying for as well. There's some contact information right here for G3 Cannabis Therapy, Craft Cannabis Club, and our podcast. Check out our podcast. We try to do an episode at least once a month, possibly two. Right now, we're doing a lot of recording for the Homegrown Weed Summit. So this is our first one this month where we're talking about the price of cannabis. So, yeah. There's a free book right here. I go to the website, craftcannabisclub.org. We're about the craft. It's called Craft Cannabis because it's more about small batch, mom and pop, boutique type cannabis. We believe there's a nice space to carve out in this industry, in that market. And of course, there's room for Budweiser's and mass produced fast food and all that jazz. And, you know, it's, it could be cheap. And if that's what you could afford, that's cool. But those craft, high quality, the terpenes, the flavonoids, everything's put with love. When you consume it, you can feel the love. You ever taste someone's food and man, it probably didn't like cooking and it just kind of cooked for you and you maybe just wanted a meal and it could kind of put a meal together for you and you taste the food and you taste the food, it's just like, ah, like they didn't put no love in it. Like just the food just had no love and you can taste that. And I believe the same goes with cannabis. I think you can roll up some, get some cannabis, you can roll it and you can feel it, and you roll it up and you can just toke it, and it's just like, ah, it just, it didn't taste the love. That's what craft cannabis is about. It's about really just putting a lot of love into the craft of growing, not just for the economic reasons, but for the green reasons, for the movement at all, for just sake of consciousness, for the advocacy, for civil rights, all that to me is what craft is. So this book actually just kind of goes into the craft of cannabis as well. Another thing is our first three must knows about cannabis therapy. If you're looking to, if you have a friend that's looking to get into cannabis, or if you're looking to maybe, you know, spread the word to someone else who's looking to consume, this is a good book to just really know the first three things you should know before you start consuming cannabis. This book kind of gets into that. You go to cannabistherapynetwork.org and get that. And then, of course, the Homegrown Weed Summit, that's coming up the second, the week after the Super Bowl. Yes, it's going to be launched to where we have 25 or more different home growers sharing their tips, tricks, techniques, tools on how you can grow elite cannabis at home. So check out us. It's a free online event. It's going to be a 5-day event. Each day is going to be 5 to 6 lessons. There's probably a little bit more than 25 people now. This man, almost like in the 30s. So check it out. It's a free event. Get your free ticket at homegrownweedsummit.com. And then we are good. So yeah, I just want to pop in real quick and just haven't seen you guys in a minute and said, went live and said hello. If you're in the comments, say what up, though, to me. Other than that, we are good. I feel like I'm saying I'm alive. So it's all good. So check out Homegrown Weed Summit. Thank you for paying attention. And I will see y'all next episode. I'm out. Thanks for listening to the Cannabis Therapy Podcast. For more cannabis therapy blogs and resources, check our website, CannabisTherapyNetwork.org. CannabisTherapyNetwork.org.